phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina ngiyinsizwa.
Today I'm opening the show in style, championship style. I've got two and maybe one reason of
I've got a two up and a one up.
Yeah, I've got a two up and a one up.
Make what you will of that statement.
It's country duty for me to greet everyone who is a winner. Kosi Nation, City Tanki, Tanki Sereno, Tanki Yusuf. Thank you, Kaizer Chiefs. Siyabonga. We may begin the show. Run that thing again. Thank you, Kosi. What's going on? My name is Kaizer of Chiefs. I'm not going to let this one slide, man. Yeah, my name is Kaizer, and that guy over there is Chiefs, and this is the Kaizer Chiefs podcast. Man, it feels good to be a winner. It feels good to be a champion. But of course, we have a show to run here. Gentlemen.
Yes,
sir. Kosi Nation.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yes,
can you
yes,
see
please.
PH is making it obvious? He put a bet on Betway there.
No, but by default, I've always been a Kosi. From birth. So, But yeah, we have an amazing show lined up. We have a Kosi Nation. We have a winner here.
Yes, please. Yes,
we sent him a brief of what to wear because he was going to wear something else.
I was never going to wear anything else. I've been wearing this thing. Yo, down to the sock, please.
Okay. Some of you guys know him as Senzo Questa Vilagazi. He's been known as the king of African rap, correct?
Dakar.
Yes, but now we are calling him the big brother. He's got a theory of being a big bro. I just dropped a new body of work. Yo, man, firstly, shout out.
Congrats on the new body of work.
Yeah, man.
Does it mean by calling it the big bro theory, should we grot man, man? Are you a grot man?
Yeah, no, we're going to get into that.
No, I'm a grot man, Maraya.
He's got a voice of firstly, big brother.
he's got the voice of big brother.
And he is a big bro to many. But yeah, man, we're going to get into it. We've got Questa in the building. Show some love.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Shout out.
What's good?
I'm good, man. I'm chilled.
You dropped everything the body good. Of work on Friday,
Cut
no?
out death. Yeah.
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 Dropped
yeah,
it on
yeah.
Friday, you know. And reception has been really dope, man.
Yeah.
It's been really, really amazing.
But of course, it's you, dog. Like, people are like, yo, drop something.
I think there's a bit of that. Like, it's been a minute. You know, I mean, the last solo joint was in 2021. Right?
Yeah.
So
sure.
They've been
COVID.
Talking about during that time. So since I think I have to say more than brand Questa, I think they're appreciating the music, man.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is what I love.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure means more.
It means much more.
Yes.
Yeah. It means it's not just by default, no matter where we're going in.
Sure.
You know, it's like the feedback you're getting from songs,
sure.
the quotes, you know, going it's just been incredible.
Speaking about the songs, you've got Blackie featured, you've got Nkosazana Daughter, Black Diamond.
Yes, sir.
Who else is there? Kid X, this
guy from KZN, bro. He's relatively new, but he's not yet known. His name is Undabezintle
Ndum, sure.
You know, he's on the album. He's insane. I got Amanda Black on the album.
Yes,
also,
Amanda Black. That's the name I was looking for.
Yeah, and these are people I'm a fan of. It's like when I'm talking about Undabezintle, it's because I heard a snippet of somebody who had posted something and a song in the background. And then in the studio, literally as I was working on the album, my guy John London, one of my producers, he kind of found him for me, and we had to chat. We had to bring him over, and we recorded that joint.
Nice.
So these are people that I'm actually a fan of. I've been a fan of Kid X since I'm a fan of Blackie. I think he's one of the more versatile hip hop artists.
Sure.
I think there's a lot to choose from, but I think he can give you, you know, Sigale Keke, and then go slime on you, and then give you that R&B.
Yes.
You know, so I like him for that. I'm a really big fan of Blackie. I've been a fan of Amanda Black. Sure. I'm a fan of Black Diamond. So these are people that were chosen not strategically. Hey, their numbers are moving. It was really, I actually like their stuff. I actually bumped it and like their stuff.
Okay, so, firstly, welcome to the show.
Shout out.
We'll get into the body of work. We'll get into fatherhood, marriage, and
we'll get into
I'll ask you
what
if the rollout includes TikTok dances, because hey, music nowadays. I will get into that, but we do have a show. Besides the glorious victory, how was the weekend, Warwick?
It was good.
Yes. Are you a Kaizer Chiefs fan?
I am a Kaizer Chiefs fan, but obviously I can't say that because I work there, so I don't like publicize it. But I won't lie. Last week I was at the game when Pirates won. I was slightly irritated, but I said when we came out of that game, I said to everyone there, I said, no, it's fine. Next week is the one we actually need to win.
100 points. And
Yazin, it's not even like a Chiefs thing because I'm a fan. It's better for the game. If Pirates had won another game in a row, it starts becoming like, you know, monotonous. I think Kaizer Chiefs needed this victory as well. Also, did you see the stadium?
Brother, did you see the country?
Everywhere.
Did you see the
community?
There's a video trending of people watching on screens, Gumafan Park, outside the stadium. There must be like 40,000 people sitting there.
No.
I was fortunate enough to go watch the game at the stadium.
I saw your stories there.
Yeah. I was at the stadium.
Nice. In a suite.
Come on. That's my normal experience.
Besides it being ridiculously hot, like, I think by 12, no, not even 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is late. By like 11 o'clock, the traffic outside of the stadium was ridiculous. You couldn't get in. It took hours to get in. A lot of people were chanting, trying to get in. So obviously there was that whole overselling of tickets.
Yes, and there was a lot of threats that were made. Like people were like, we're coming to the stadium.
Yeah,
Shout out to the city of Durban. You know, cops were visible. And shout out to the people of Durban as well. There was no fights. There was nothing, you know, wild.
Yes, there was no pitch invasions. Yes. There was no stupid stuff.
Stadium was full. No one went onto the stage. Of course, the gents won. It was a great experience to go see the gents win at the stadium, and the key players in Durban were like, yo man, this was good for the city. Drivers were busy, venues were full. Big busy, so it was a good one for Durban. Hotels were full.
This is my thing with the derby. I think it's a conversation we hardly have, right? Sure. I know the minister Gayton McKenzie actually tweeted it after February's derby.
Sure,
and I thought about that shit. Is that this was after the FNB Stadium match, right? 90,000 people in attendance, okay? That is the biggest numbers almost in the world. It's one of the biggest soccer derbies globally, right? Yes. So when it comes to Durban, it's at Moses Mabhida. The game is sold out. Yeah. There's 40,000 people, whatever, 20,000, 30,000. Fan parks are full. Sure. That is so good for soccer in South Africa. 100%. Do you know what I mean? In terms of us as a destination where this is the home of two of the biggest teams on the continent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, that, like, shout out. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to give ourselves a round of applause because it's a big story to run a match that size. We do it routinely. Did it in Feb. Did it last weekend. Yeah. Did it in Durban this weekend.
And it's been happening, like, the numbers are up.
That's also dope. You know, I feel like it makes us a destination for a lot of other stuff.
Sure.
Following up things like the concerts that we're getting or that we got. Like Chris Brown, run, 180,000 people. Like, not enough noise is made about it to say, actually, we pulled the shit off. Yeah. But I won't lie, when the Zulus were saying we don't care that the tickets are sold out, I was a panic.
I was
panicking from Joburg. I was like,
I won.
They were like, you want to come to Durban? I say, no, I can't.
Maybe next week.
So it was a beautiful weekend in Durban, but yeah. And you, of course, I mean, you dropped your album, so I'm sure your weekend was...
And you also won your bet on Betway.
I'm stupid me.
How was the weekend?
It was dope, man. I mean, you just dropped an album, then your team, you know, ends a 10-year drought. And like all the points that you guys are mentioning, it was like just a very positive and vibrant weekend throughout, you know. And being a part of that, also having dropped music, I was scared a little bit. Yeah, shoot. It was a court of shooting tropile as
in the way down.
Should have dropped next week. Damn Chiefs.
You know, but it was dope. And social media took it nicely because some of the banters they were having, like, Alezi when you saw Quest to drop. I was going to say,
now if you dropped and Pirates sure. won, nah, bruh, yeah, you will have to pull back the release.
So, manje what I'm going to fixture from before. I'm going to drop it.
Nice.
You know, I must get the dates and just drop the day before. All the derby dates.
Drop the video on the next derby.
I know, but what a dope weekend, man.
But a lot happened. A lot has happened since we've been on the screens. We have a new Pope.
We have a new Pope.
Who is, there's conversation about him being black or not black.
No. That's the American bra.
The American gents. Seeming a bit scammy. They didn't give it to the black bra.
Yeah, they didn't give it to the black bra.
I thought the black was...
A lot of the world thought like...
It's
yeah,
that...
Yeah, this guy might be...
Listen, because... You know... Hey, I almost said something now.
Say it.
No, I'm a Catholic. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk smack about the Catholic Church. But I think when the black guy's name was even mentioned,
or it was like, hey,
already the conversation started. Like they'll never put him in. He's a
black guy. You know what
And then I was like, who is he? Because, bruh, we don't know the potential Pope's name until the Pope dies.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Now people are out here like, Questa's in the running. Who the fuck is Questa, the Pope? That's Mazi. Yeah. So then they're like, no, he was a bishop, goopy goopy, and a priest, goopy goopy, and he's been in the church for X many years, and it's like,
and Tina don't really follow these matters. Yeah. Whether this is the guy.
That's it. And a black Pope, honestly, from a timing perspective, I feel like it should have been that, bro. But then again, maybe he's actually a nobody in the church.
Maybe
they just picked the black guy and they were like, it should be this guy.
No, but even before Pope Francis, he was in the running. He was in like the top.
Yo, Bamka Bega too.
Yeah.
I know. That's not the one.
So,
maybe the third run might not even come.
Bro, by the time you become Pope, you like,
you're almost dead. Yeah. Him. But there was, I don't know if there was controversy around it being an American Pope, first and foremost. I think it's the first North American Pope, but he's the first North American Pope, but obviously from the Americas. Francis was from South America, if I'm not mistaken. But there was just a thing of like,
Well, you know,
they've purchased this
Rule. Yes, because, well, Donald Trump obviously has been watching Kaiser Chiefs for years.
Yeah.
And there was a thing called, remember Tata Zonk?
Yes.
So Trump Operation and America are just tatting zonk. Like, you understand?
Sure.
China's now at the table making a deal after all the people who had big mouths about China. China's going to show them. China fucking relented, bent the knee. All of the deals he's making tariff-wise, energy independence, prices coming down, Doge. The guy just keeps on winning, bro. You know what I mean? He brought Chiefs the cup. He got it.
I'm not an entertainer.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I refuse like, for this Chiefs glory to go to Trump.
Are there comments there?
It's not even Trump. Great.
Trump is a winner, bro.
It's a thank you, my sister. It's a thank you, my sister.
Thank you, my sister.
Uh-oh. I'm not energy. It's a thank you, my sister.
Thank you, my sister. You are my boss. You are my boss. Let's see.
You're putting him through it.
Nice leaving.
I've never been in that situation, but I've had a couple cousins do that to like a cousin of
older
mine.
Siblings.
Yeah, older sibling.
Yo, I've been in situations like
have
that.
You?
Yeah, I got a little sister. She used to do this a lot.
Really?
Like Mangwebsu. And also you'd have to wake up, like you'd have to knock on the window.
Yes.
Yo, if after curfew, buyela la
buyela. Of course.
There's always that. So akukho la buya khona, buya tavern. So you'd have to knock.
You had to knock on the window of your ally in the house.
But you need to have behaved well. Or make a deal now. And offer something before.
Or do a dance. You are my boss.
Exactly. So I know that feeling very well. And I'm being my boss.
You are my boss.
What else have you ever found yourself in that situation?
No, I've not been in that situation. I've got older cousins. So maybe I've been the little sister in the situation once or twice, where it's like, you need my help. like it's gonna cost please. You do something, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I think what this has made me realize is that we all grew up the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all grew up the same. Pretty like much, we've always yeah. like this is familiar to a lot of people.
And that's always strange for me because how do we all behave the same? Or sure. how did we all behave the same
sure.
at a time where maybe you're on the other side of the world? But
yeah.
Sonke Siyafana, we have the same memories yeah. sure. of our childhood.
And you've got, it's almost like that power dynamic is universal. You know what I mean? He loves his little sister.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
But that time she's like, let me test how much you love me because now I'm going to push you. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Exactly.
Till he walked away and then she opens anyway. Sure. You know what I mean? Like,
and no man again, it's still all love though.
Even what you're saying now about moms or saying indanga after curfew.
Yeah.
For me, after 6 o'clock, they're like, hey, boss, go back to
yeah.
where you come
yeah.
from.
Yeah. Go
we'll
back to where you come
from.
Yeah. Hey, bro, me, I had to be in at like 4, you know?
Dusk.
4?
Yeah, 4, because I had to bath and eat. My granny was like hectic.
Four.
Yeah, and I was a light, boss.
But mom,
only as
it's
I started
day,
getting
night,
older.
It's a day, night day.
Just like standing back there. We used to play soccer in the park.
Sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, after school, when all of us finished school, so this is like coming to like not even high school, like grade 7,
sure.
Yeah.
Then I was allowed to be out until like 6.
Six-ish.
But at 6, the game could be hot. We could be in the middle of the game. The house
Menu
wasn't far from the park.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, what? Yeah. Then all my friends are like, we'll carry on without you.
Oh,
now
you take the ball.
Home.
You take the ball.
You're always that
you're
guy.
You're not the one who took the ball. You're not the one who took the ball.
Fortunately, it wasn't my ball. Otherwise, I'd have to take it, dog. What can I do? You know?
Those guys.
Because you'd also get asked, would lip ball up? You can't even do take one for the gents and go, okay, I'll leave the ball and go home because then you're not going to get HIV.
Without the ball, like, where's that ball?
How dare you?
Those guys always suck. But yeah, anyways, what else has happened? You've got your Trump people there.
Which ones?
Americans, the refugees or so-called refugees.
I think it's a scam, dog. Let me tell you my theory. Listen, okay?
49 people.
49 people. Okay, that's the first.
How many Afrikaners are in the...
3 million?
Generally, 3 million.
2.something million?
What, Afrikaners?
Yeah. I think 3 million sure somewhere. Yeah. I stand corrected, yeah. But it's in the millions.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Not the high millions, but banin.
Sure.
That's
so
the first 49
thing. 49 in the...
Right? 49 are the only ones that are leaving. Also, there was a guy that ENCA interviewed. This is the interview. I only saw clips of it because, to be honest, I don't give a fuck. Like, enough, you know? I don't give a fucky.
Yeah.
Enough about it. Yeah. Where I'm like heavily invested. But I know what's going on, and obviously I cast my gaze in that direction.
Sure.
The interview I saw, because all the TV cameras were there filming them, like the animals in the zoo.
Where at the airport? Yeah,
at the airport. They're filming the queue, and they're like, scenes are tense here from our Tambo airport, where the 49 refugees are catching their flight. And I'm like, what is this? Why are we paying so much attention to it? So the amount of attention that it's getting, red flag number 2. Red flag number 3, that time they were like, okay, how many people applied or how many people? And he's like, no, it's just these 49. And I'm like,
all this, you know,
man,
all
they
this
sold
commotion.
Us, like how many thousand?
It was like 8,000.
Yeah, something. 8,000 and I'm like, oh, out of 8,000? Because remember, there was a vetting process.
Yeah.
I remember Reedy Tlabi and a couple of other people, when the whole debacle was unfolding, were speaking about how the refugee process takes like minimum
months.
3 months. Okay, you've got to apply, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you get vetted, you get credit checked.
This
hasn't been 3 months,
fam.
It's been like a month and a half. Come on. And they didn't want to speak to the media. Now that, look, for me, I feel like if I'm out of here, I got the green card, I got the refugee status. My brother, when I'm there at Oor Tambo, I'm like, yellow fucking swartes, fuck yellow.
You're trying to say something.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, you're like on a yellow
no
flag,
up front, right
Julius
now.
Malema, yo, poos, what?
Definitely,
yeah, yes, bro. Niggas are going to be like, yo, shout out, this is our fire, for sex, Alan. They weren't
like that.
They were like trying to hide and get out. Now, in America, there was a few things like the January 6th thing.
Sure.
A lot of the Antifa rallies, a lot of the Democrat rallies around the country, where if you follow some of the alternate media sources, they speak about a trend in America where they plant people inside movements to create a narrative. You understand?
Yeah.
And
it
happens. I don't know if you've ever attended a strike.
Destabilization. Or like
during Fees Must Fall, we had some security deployment at one of the universities.
Sure.
I won't say which one. And they were of the strong belief that a lot of the people that are Fees Must Falling are not even students. Right? Oh, yeah, I remember that. So you plant people in the strike to create a bigger noise with the strike.
Mm. Sure.
Mm. And it was true. Because when we got there, we entered from behind, yabo, and they were at the gates of the university. Right, and we entered from behind, And yeah, bro, a lot of the people that we had conversations with were not even students at the university. Right.
As you can tell that because they don't have the answers.
Oh, no, we asked them. They were told to go away. Mm. But the point I'm making is in America, that happens on a much larger scale. So there were allegedly in the Jan 6 thing, there was a lot of FBI informants, agents that were planted in. They were the guys at the front with the mask on that side. They don't want to give Trump the presidency. Let's get inside. Let's fuck the place up.
And so now those guys are planted.
When you're in a mob of people, what happens? Yeah. You're like, let's go. Let's follow this, bruh. I think because I'm there with Questa, I think Questa knows you. I think you were speaking to him earlier.
Sure. So if I'm for it, now we're good.
Exactly. Now me and you are being charged with insurrection. And it's like, but I followed your bra. You're like, that's not my bra. The guy with the mask, the big guy with the yellow. It's like, I don't even know that nigga. I thought you knew him. That's the confusion that gets created. Sure. So I think on a micro scale, what's happening here is these are the Afrikaners that are the plants. They're the seed.
Sure.
Because what it's creating, and I think people are overlooking this, unfortunately on social media, the type of chatter you see is a lot of black people are like, fuck them, mabahambe, right? Mm, sure. A lot of the bot pages are also saying again, asambin, you understand? They're the asambin crew, mob mentality influencing the mob. And then on the other side, it's like, it sets a dangerous precedent because Kali Kriel and all those brutes that went there to have the meeting about Afrikaners moving.
Sure.
They aren't gone. They're not at the airport even.
Sure.
So these are not their people.
Sure.
And they are the leaders of that movement. So what's up? Mm. These are just random Afrikaners.
Mm.
If you owned a farm, a house, a plot of land, cars, any assets in South Africa, how the fuck have you disposed of all those assets in the past 40 days that now you can leave?
Yeah.
Doesn't
that everything
sense.
Is, every deal is signed and sealed.
This
and,
is like a glorified. Yeah. Immigration for work. Sure. These brats could be going to go and pack fish in a fish factory. Remember
and that's
those?
And that's a lot of people like on from America on TikTok are saying that. It's like, yo, you want to leave the very nice life that you have that side to come
and come here? Because we're puzzling out here, bro. Not everybody is fucking Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's missing from the conversation.
Sure.
I also think that it's by design. A lot of the shit is by design. Anytime I see all of the media paying too much attention to a fucking nonsensical shit like this, I get a bit suspicious. Where it's like too much coverage is being given to these 49 people who are standing in a queue. Mm. Like, pull up, say, yo, 49 people are rolling. We're here at the airport. Cheers, guys.
Get
let that
here.
Be the end of
why
the story.
Is there so much media?
How is ENCA spending 16 hours reporting it? Mm. They were there with these bras the entire duration of them blooming in the queue. It's like their family dropping them off. Like, what the fuck? Do you want to check in for them? What's going on?
So do you think the whole thing is to kind of make America desirable to, like, the world? What starts the when we destabilize this country, right? As maybe America, if that's what they're doing, you know? Or is this something we're doing here at home?
I think it does two things. I think on one hand, it makes America seem attractive to other Afrikaners, the ones they actually want.
Sure.
Yeah.
The ones with farms, with resources, with skills. You remember that was the whole thing, is that's who they want. So one, it makes them think it's a real thing. They might be more inclined to apply.
Sure.
And number two, remember there's this battle between our president and theirs.
Yeah.
So it's like they are showing us as BRICS, as South Africa, as the presidency. That you see, we told you, we'll take your people because you're fucking around. It gives them leverage on other trade deals that might be negotiated in the background. In other words, if I come to the table as Donald Trump and I want to negotiate a deal for, I don't know, fucking maize, right? Or coal. If I want to negotiate a deal for coal, to sweeten the coal deal, I'll say, I'll halt that refugee thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Check. That's we'll cancel that idea. One.
Yeah.
But this is the terms we want on this one. If you don't, we'll intensify that one. Sure. Because then what do? We sort out ENCA, News 24, and all these fucking
and
captured clowns.
And we make it a whole big thing.
And we make
country,
next time 200 people are leaving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Next time, more media coverage. all of a sudden, BBC, CNN and shit is coming to O.R. Tambo to film the Afrikaners in the queue who don't want to say anything. Yeah. They don't want to say anything because when they open their mouths, they're going to be speaking in an American accent. Maybe they can't even speak Afrikaans.
So you think even those 49 right. may not be? I guess we don't know, right?
I think they're the same niggas from Gen 6.
Yeah, my name's Yaku.
My name's Yaku. Mission 1, the capital.
My girl Marie.
Stage 2, South Africa.
Mariki. Me and Mariki are leaving the country.
Mariki.
We're just tired of it,
we're
man.
Tired
of Bloemfontein's not the same, man.
Bloemfontein and Orania. We've been in Orania for quite some time now. there's a lot happening in this set. There's a lot happening in this world.
Good evening.
But yeah, anyways, sir.
Yes, sir.
You are the man of the moment.
Sure.
The Big Bro Theory. This is album number.
This is the sixth one.
Six.
Yeah, this is the sixth album. Yeah. Five solo ones. The fifth one was the collab with Gabza the Smolder.
We'll get into that. But let's take us through, man. Take us through. The year is what? 2012. Is it Boom Shakalaka? No, what is that song?
2012 was Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka.
But before that, there was. I mean. I came in here like about 18 years ago, which is now literally half my life.
I was trying to describe, I think 2012, I had that house party in Cape Town.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you did have that thought. Jeez, when we went to shoot there, we didn't have money or budget or anything, and we scrambled together.
When was that?
I think it was 2011.
This was 2012.
2012, yeah?
2011.
December 2011. Because that's when you shot the video.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
At the
dunes. PH is also a root man. Eh?
Yeah,
he's like in everyone's life.
He's a root man from Get.
My man, are you going to USA?
Like, I've been out here.
Since 2008.
I met you what? Same, also 2010.
Yeah, I met you 2010, yeah.
Cape Town.
2010 at St. Eve.
This is why it had to be the Big Bro Theory.
I met you on Live Amp.
Yes, you were still doing Live Amp when we met. Yes.
No, dude, why?
Were you doing Why? Yes. It was with you.
Me,
and
Smash.
Yes.
On Drive Time.
Yeah.
Yo. Hey, that time, yo, are you a great man, man?
I know now it's just.
The time he was like
undeniable.
Cute little boy guy. And then he came and he was like,
show my face.
What the fuck? What's happening? Hey, dog, Jerry's a male. So, and they'd wipe him. They were like, who's that?
Yeah, so
you came into the game as a 2009, 2008, or.
It was
like officially
seven. Like the first song that ever played of mine was in 2007, played by Sea Live. Shout out to Sea Live.
Sea to the C-Live. Dash.
Yeah,
that's the first time I ever was on radio nights,
and was working with Butter Bing, Sugar Smacks, and
Slicker. Yes.
And Sea Live was
really
doing
started making the noise.
Hip Hop Hot
99.
Those were
it was the Hip Hop Hot 99.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I think it was the Hot 99.
Yeah, because Clive used to host Hot 99, and then he had a weekend show as well.
Or could have been before the Hot 99, actually. Mm. But yeah, around those eras.
And then, those were around the tapes.
Yes. So first, I did a mixtape hosted by Sea Live.
There we go.
That's where everything then started. I think this was now 2008,
2009. Sure.
You know, and then I'm on the road with Slicker and Sugar Smacks, wherever they're performing. Me hype me Nyana.
Shout out Slicker. We had him here last week.
I give out my 15 minutes Nyana, you performer, you know. Word gets around. I'm on the plane for the first time, you know. First flight was to Bloom, hated it.
Didn't I do a show with you in PE?
Yes, you did do
it.
Bro, we've done like quite a lot of things.
We've done quite a lot of things together.
So yeah, you've kind of, when we were going around spreading the name out, one of the platforms was you. I just haven't done Paula though now, but it's...
We're coming.
Paula's coming, you're also coming.
Yeah, what's happening this year?
PH, write that down.
No. Bro, funny enough, it was part of the plan. I was speaking to Fanel about the artists.
Yeah, shout out. But yeah, man, it's been quite the journey.
Five albums deep. Before this,
2021
is the last release.
Yeah, the last solo release.
Solo release. And then obviously you did that.
Speaking for a stand stuff.
The sound has changed between 2020. I'd like to believe your sound, when I say sound, isn't like the kind of beats
and
messaging and
Take us
through, you know, your last release, 2021, the last solo release, and where you are now as an artist.
So in 2021, there was really... It's just we're fresh out of COVID.
Yeah,
it was COVID, which was the big thing. And there was no reason to for me to go into studio and make music. Sure. I think I just bundled up a bunch of joints.
Sure.
And then said, sure, yo, it's been quiet. I need a release of sorts.
Gotcha. And there was also, there was like that COVID fatigue, which
exactly,
honestly,
yeah.
Yo, so dog, that shit never went away. It lasted for quite a while.
Yeah. Saifaga Studio, just buy it, you know, and put out. That album didn't have, I didn't have my why, you know, sure, if anything. Which,
because what songs, I'm trying to think, what songs, was this the...
So it had the Fire in the Ghetto joint, Tati Kava, it had the Gubo joint, it had, and then I ran out of wanting to do it, you know, amid us pushing it. I was like, ah.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
That's where your why was. It's like, oh, why
and then
am
it was like,
doing
ah,
this?
Yes, and, nah, man, forget it. And then I went on, like, was it like a lone year? And I went on Kautegi. Sure. But Spana Sikopaya, you know, it's during COVID. I got Punya Fandiwan. Then I link up no cabs and then yabo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we start talking and just he's like, you know, a very encouraging. It's just a good energy to be around.
Yeah. And he sound your corner. Yabo cabs.
Shout out Papa. Yeah. But no, yeah, like he then, I mean, he, because I remember hearing that beat initially was a piano beat, like it was fast.
Yeah, of the Onje. The Chubilekbo view past
that. Yeah, I'd heard that beat before.
Mkholoaizolo.
Yes, so Mkholoaizolo,
yes. Yes, it was like a very piano
space. Yeah,
you guys slowed it down.
And then, yeah, slowed it down. And I said, yo, we could mess around and do this. So the album came out of those type of ideas. Sure. We didn't sit down and make themes and kind of say what this album about and make a direction. I was just really getting out of my little thing. And he was helping drag me out, you know, of just a low point or a less creative.
And it
point
was good to also start working again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This was the thing for me.
Because Mvana, you know, like when beats, I don't know what's the story behind when beats come together, but like Questa's beats, like Mvana Ngut was Antenna. Yeah. Remember Antenna?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. I don't know how the fuck you'll slow it down to that slow.
Boris but Magic.
Yeah, my man. Yeah, it just worked. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just because I'm generally influenced by, you know, Ikwaito a lot.
Yes.
You know, and for a long time I ignored it because I want to be the dopest rapper.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, this is now maybe the...
yeah, I don't want to be ghetto.
From before when I started, until about 2012-ish, where it's like, nah, man, actually,
this is all working.
I'm just, let me just be instead of just trying to fit into what I'm seeing happening now and trying to be better than that.
Sure.
And then that's when I kind of opened myself to, you know, being influenced by Ikwaito, you know. Not even when we found... the final sound. Before that, we're doing things like I do, you know, that are very quite Dorian-ish, like, you know, and opening. Ooh, KO was doing like Karakara, you know, and that also motivates you to kind of, use your Laubuya corner in this rap shit.
Sure.
You know, don't come here now. Uiniga gantile.
Usubaye funbaye nika.
You know what I mean?
Uri cross umthatha umise force.
Yeah. Please, uri cross akaye kugoga ngile mina. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been that and then kind of pushed when we were done with Speak in Frustan, then I think 2023 was when I started kind of formulating this.
Okay. When did you start working on this album? Straight off.
In my head about mid 2023.
Okay.
But I think our first studio session was early 2024. Locked ourselves in a house for a while. Dope. Just kept, you know, going. I'd had some ideas of hooks and things that we then refined, but that's all I had. And I knew what I wanted to do in terms of sound. And initially the album was supposed to be called Love is Free. Because of like the stance I wanted to take of saying Ikhrutmani, thinking this, and actually I don't want to pretend like I'm 24/7 in the hood, because I'm not. You know what I mean?
Of course, you live in gated communities now.
No, but you know, I am from that.
My niggas in the hands and that.
Nah, it must be represented somewhat. But as far as the I don't want to, you know, live outside of what my reality is,
and
put that in the music. But I don't want to not represent where I'm from in terms of my, you know, stance and cadence and approach to this thing. It's still, you know, blogish, but, you know.
Speaking of sound, I mean, you know, we've always known you working with certain producers. Who did you work with this time around? There's a variety of beats.
Yeah, yeah. It's
on sounds, yeah.
When we started it, it was myself, Umakwa, who I've worked for a while.
That is 70 so much. That's my dog.
Yeah. And then for the for the first time, I think I worked with Lunatic also, who was also
Lunatic Beats. Yeah,
yeah. It was the first time we kind of linked. And there's John London, who also played the keys on Spirit. He's like a keyboardist / producer / movie scorer, and my music director, Tshegofatso AMG.
AMG, of course.
So that's the core production team, pretty much. And then we got some beats from the Black Diamond guys. Sure. You know, we got some beats from a guy from the States. You know, like there's one like. From a website of sorts, but
one we licensed and purchased, blah blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Yeah, licensed, purchased this, that. Sure. But generally, the core was those four. You know, Tekho MG, John London, Neo Makuzas, and you know, Lunatic.
And Ntshele Kwesta, like, where is the game at the moment? Like, you know, like in terms of your timing, I think that your timing is
where's
perfect.
Where's he? Maybe
because, no, but remember, because you are a Groot man.
You can see.
You're a legend. You can kind of see the game from a different perspective. Like you said at the beginning, you didn't want to release just because people must be like, oh, well, it's Kwesta. Yeah. Let's head on over there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In terms of when you apply that thinking to where hip-hop is now, do you understand what I'm saying? What do you think of the timing? I think it's great because I think the game needs it.
Yeah.
I think that there's, I don't want to say
I've got a follow-up question.
Yeah, like a reliance on, it's like, imagine you carrying the game. I don't want to say like you're carrying the game on your shoulders. We need you. But I just feel like we are inundated with other sounds as South Africa. Other sounds, other artists, especially Mapiano, Afro, whatever. And that takes up 80% of what we hear.
Mm.
What we hear on radio, what we hear on social media, what's trending, what we hear in clubs, what we hear at social gatherings. It's like hip-hop has taken a backseat in the last few, post-COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that is generally... So... I don't know if there's a fault or a flop by anyone to cause this disconnect, but I think the disconnect is because I don't think people feel represented by the hip hop. Like if I'm a CISO or they don't feel like a part of what hip hop is about. They don't feel like they're
and hip hop's not talking to me.
Yes. Yeah. Sure. It's like they talking amongst themselves, Tinabas, Valela, Orabas included in the conversation.
Sure. Some
and
so
crucial.
But I'm not sure the reason for that could be in the content that is moving, the sound, the identity of the content that's being put out, you know, the relatability of that stuff. You know, I think there's a lot of influence by global trend.
Sure.
Than an identity of just us. And I'm not saying sample a Kwaito song or whatever, you know. I'm not saying there's a formula into
Don't do what I'm
connecting.
Doing.
You know?
Like, I'm not saying do what I'm doing.
I'm not saying
because it's not a question of talent. You know, what you're doing is dope. And what everyone does generally. I think that as far as talent goes, I apply under my chance, you know. I think there's just that disconnect, which I mean I've been here a long, but I'm no expert. It's music, it moves and you learn as you
changes,
go. But I do know that there's a disconnect somehow and people are feeling left out by hip hop.
Look, it's that. And then what I wanted to add to that question, but also I'll weigh in is to say then there was less guys representing the sound as well. Where I think you and Younger this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because I want to get into why an album, not an EP.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm. Yes.
You know, Younger dropped a very beautiful project.
Yeah.
But it,
shout out to Lord Fagu.
I don't want to say it sucked. It feels like he's operating in isolation. As in, like, there's not another hip hop release that we're looking forward to next week. We had to wait for a month or two. Till we get a Kwesta offering, and then there's going to be a month or two. But in between that month or two,
there's like six piano albums, seven, eight,
flat. You know what I'm saying?
Piano albums and 20 piano hits,
this, that, the other. So a lot for me, I just felt like a lot of guys, or at least the genre, is operating in isolation. You know, there's not a lot of songs that are breaking through. There's not a lot of songs that are getting the attention that it should be, or artists that are, you know, making enough noise. And then there's not enough artists who are making relatable music. It's like, there will be songs that are just like, hey, I'm not sure about this.
But it's almost like, even when it is, because of the overwhelming amount of other genres.
Sure.
Yes.
And because, remember, those other genres are kind of like what's keeping it ticking. On, sure. Like
of
your
course.
Mainstream
yes,
sure. So what happens is...
people feel represented by... Yeah.
You understand?
Sure.
That Younger project drops, but by the time a week has passed, you just inundated with so much other stuff.
Yeah. And it could have been better.
It could have been better if it had had some time to breathe.
And the same genre, maybe another artist was dropping. So the conversation.
Yeah. So if like a Younger, a Questa, a Casper, you're back to back.
Because like I'm saying, it's not a question of, I mean, right now there's a conversation of the big bro theory, you know. I'm hoping somebody else drops in your theory, right? You know what I'm saying? That maybe for the sake of a conversation, we need to. But then there's also the, yo, don't drop next week because I'm dropping this week. But as far as, I mean, in this conversation, yo, shout out to Lord Farquaad. I think that album is insanely brilliant. You know, it's insanely brilliant. People love
it. That guy's spirit. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, he was in that album. Sure. He wasn't just, yo, let's make a song and then, you know, make a compilation.
And release it.
And release it, you know. And so I think that in itself will kind of give it legs because of the authenticity of it. You know? But I do agree that a lot of us feel like we're operating in isolation. You know, when he had a listening session for Lord Farquaad. You know, I also just had one
Thanks for the invite.
For the big Esan had it, dog. But what I'm trying to say.
What he's trying to say is this is not 2011.
It was the same people who are almost working in isolation type situation. It's like the same small circle and things. And I don't know how to grow that again. I don't know how we come together because I know it's not a conversation. It's not like we have to sit and talk, you know. I think it's a willingness and a fear. There's a fear sometimes. I'm not dropping because I heard this big piano artist is dropping or this person from another genre is dropping. So this rap thing of mine won't work unless I find a gap. Which could be true because you're starting the market. But the more influx, the more the conversation around and for hip hop. And this is the reason for this big bro theory. It's a certain fearlessness, but it's also a reminder to tap into the relatability of the stuff.
For me, hearing that Younger album, I was like, ish, those songs that I've been sitting on need to be worked on. It's like, okay, Questa. So for me, it's just like, we need more guys dropping, you know? And not to say, hey, there's the Younger cats who are dropping. Let's not not give them attention as well.
But I just think
the challenge that they're facing and maybe the conversation there is some of the relatability, you know, from a larger audience in terms of South Africa. It's not reaching. There's one or two songs, you know, you look at Latin Overpound, you look at Konjehu, some of these other guys, you know, they are breaking through, but their breakthrough is just there, and then it's like, ish, then it's overpowered by
their breakthrough, songs, yes. And then they seem like they broke through and were a flash in the pan. But they're not. It's that, this overpower. It's almost like the game is also leaning towards the overpower. You know, imagine you dropping brilliant work, but the apparatus that is the game, you know, radio, social media, just says, okay, cool. Hey, my piano. Yeah. You understand? Sure. It's like they're also lazy because that's the easy route.
See, my biggest challenge with that is that, you see, we've got someone who just released a body of work who's here, who's now on a, I'm not calling this a PR run, but you're going to see Questa in all forms. And that's what I was saying, like, are you going to be dancing at some point, challenges, or you know, obviously there's the traditional PR and there's the traditional platforms that guys do. And I feel like a lot of the younger generation don't, they're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't even go there.
Go run up the numbers on Spotify. Go run up the numbers on YouTube and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, there's still radio. There's still a lot of mediums that require, and that will give you the South African attention that you want. And the expansion that will get you into different regions, that will get you into the Eastern Capes and find yourself doing those little tours.
But it's not just a Joburg thing or a Durban thing.
You know, your own regional thing. And that's my biggest challenge, that when I see guys drop music, it's like, okay, it's out on the street, on the streaming platforms, and that's it.
Go get
it. And like, go get it. But okay, Mfana, when are you doing?
Yeah, let's go there. When are you doing?
When are you, okay, so-and-so is performing. When are you doing when are you going to go jump on the stage?
That could also be a big reason. That definitely plays a role, you know. But also it's like with all the newer platforms that are here now to push music that have worked for maybe a lot of artists, even globally, who don't have to show their face anywhere, but
Sure.
You know,
it's more states.
I guess there's that. More states. Sure. But it, I think also there's just a way people consume stuff. It's like, you know, Cubs are the small.
Sure.
He's not going, he's not coming to an interview. He's not,
yeah, yeah,
he's not
yeah.
going to, you know, he's but going
he's
to
got
a show.
Attention.
And he's, I get you.
He's got
so
the attention.
So we can't take that yes. and go, yo, I'll do it exactly like that.
The way
nah,
we
don't, as a culture, we don't have enough attention. As a genre, we don't have enough attention. Therefore, we need to. So I get it. But with, they have faith and trust the platforms that are new now. I'm doing this not because it's how I know how to do an album. You drop an album and you follow up with just,
sure.
you know, doing it. You're doing this, you got to push, you got to, because it's not enough for you in your region to just talk about it.
Sure.
I need to
and
go
drop and wait.
I need sure. to go, yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
but also it gives you longevity because it's not going to be a song for the week or for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're able to then garner all of that attention for months. Do you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
For months on end, until yeah. the next project.
Until the next project,
single.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
yeah for
you're
real.
Able to do shows of this attention that you're garnering. You're able to, you know, there's a rollout for videos, there's a rollout yeah. for it's, and that's why I'm just like, why are guys nattering this thing? Why?
Yeah. So, also, it's, I hate saying this, but it's hip-hop and it comes with a lot of ego. And stuff. Ah. So a lot
I was
going to
say, yeah, like
the stance
is,
I don't need that shit, bro.
Because when you're a hip-hop artist, it comes with a lot of ego.
Yeah, it and definitely that, does, you know.
That's
why everyone's
that
the best
be,
in hip-hop.
Sure.
Everyone's the greatest.
The greatest.
Everyone's the goat, you know. It's just like,
the king,
it's the only, the king, you know what
sure.
I mean? So sometimes it's like that. You feed into that so much where you think, I don't need...
Imagine if a hip-hop artist would be like, yo, what's up? It's me, number 5 in the country.
yeah, I'm currently number 2. The stats are saying I'm almost there,
number
1.
I'm number 2.
But I'm on the podium.
Podium raps, baby.
It's me, yo, PH, the MC, runner-up in this bitch.
Shout out, Chris, the king of African rap. But I think, yeah, let's move the attention back into, obviously, the body of work.
Yeah.
Tell me, you know, you got like what, 13?
It's 12 joints.
12 joints in the
and
album.
An intro, really. So it's 11 full songs,
sure.
you know. And those 11 songs kind of speak to, you know, all sides of me, you
mm-hmm.
know, but also musically. Not, mm-hmm. I didn't, so this album is not like a, you don't open a curtain and see into my life, you know. I'm
okay.
not opening stuff
okay,
because
I was about to
look
ask,
into my
what does
soul
this album
and I'm,
say?
Yeah, I'm not telling you anything about my children. I'm not telling you anything about my marriage.
And
I'm not
anything about the catered
community.
No, man.
Sure.
But that was also a conscious decision I made. I think music, there's a lot of songs that don't make an album when you're working on a project.
Sure.
You know, there was
sure.
a lot of that of, you know, open soul, open heart, come check it out, judge me. And
mm-hmm.
But I didn't want that for this. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted... the judgment needs to just be based on the music. But
sure.
I did want the underlying tone to be just positive and be about love.
Sure.
And obviously, you know, test the skill of rapping,
sure.
you know, as it comes with ego, you know. I there is that ego.
Exactly.
Pen game, you know. But I wanted an album that, and I think I almost successfully made an album that is first relatable and doesn't speak to a specific genre, but a whole people.
Okay.
Has different moods without using that platform of the fact that you're making an album as my therapy.
Sure.
You know, but if it does work for another person, if these songs can be a therapy for you,
because you want to,
amazing.
Yeah.
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 So I don't want to be, because I've all, I like those things sometimes. You know, like say. A lot of artists that do that, and I listen and I go, oh, crazy. Now I know that about you, you know. But,
okay.
you know, I don't want that.
Yeah, you're not, you don't have
to
be that guy.
I don't want that. Yeah, I don't have to.
And
I,
maybe
I
we don't want it from you, dog.
Exactly. Yes,
you know what I mean?
Also,
like, seriously, I've never seen Chris as that guy. I don't want to know about your life, my brother.
You know what I mean?
yeah.
Like, I'm here
not
to
say,
happy
Jay-Z, my partner's pushing good sport.
You know what I mean? And so I intentionally wanted to do that, but also keep a certain substance to it, you know, and not feel like the only way to add substance is, you know, to, you know, talk about how I grew up and how hard that was.
Okay.
I can talk about how I grew up, but, you know, I can talk about umkush. There's many things that are positive that you can look at even when you're trying to, you know, add substance into the stuff. And that's really what I was aiming for.
Top 5 songs? I hate to do this to you, but
these are my children, bro. These are my children.
Every parent has their every parent. Okay, if I'm scanning through and I've got, you know, I've got 30 minutes on a flight. Give me 5 joints. Give me 5 joints that. Okay, cool. Give me a few joints that can describe the album.
Yeah,
in no particular order. Yeah.
So the first joint right after the intro is called The Throne.
Sure.
That kind of sets the tone.
Okay.
That is the Khutman Lya Rap Amanje type situation. Okay. You know, that is punchy and very cinematic beat and very, you know, it's rap heavy.
Sure.
You know, it's very rap heavy. Sure. I'd also suggest for you Inyaga Nyaga, right, which is the third joint. That is, you know, hood, but hip hop.
Sure.
You know, very grimy, very sort of, you know, yasepeshini. But I see scoops of jiva, scoops of rap, right?
Okay.
This
okay.
would turn the club upside down and back to the city. You know what I mean? And, you know, Ipesh type situation. I'd give you.
Who's the one that's got a video?
No, not yet. Yeah. What's that?
Isn't there one with the video?
No. I haven't put out the videos yet.
Oh,
that's Dlala Vilakazi.
Dlala
Vilakazi with the video.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's already out, so I won't, you know.
Okay.
There's the Amanda Black song, which is the last joint on the album. That really shows love.
Emotion.
It's quite emotional, but also the emotion, again, is not, let me look at the sad parts of my life and bring them out. It's just being, you know, and I show love with emotion. It's none of that.
It ain't no soft shit,
And then there's the joint with Kid X Contra, you know, which obviously is a play on the TV.
The game. Yeah.
Just two guys who are sent on this mission. And
can't
also
wait for the video.
If it's not, you know, Contra, do not fucking shoot it.
And I mean, there's the happy, you know, what is this? Wedding song type happy mood joint with Black Diamond. That is like, you can't go wrong
with those niggas.
I mean, they have a tone, they have an understanding, they have a sound. There's a thing about them that just, you know, just clicks.
Yeah.
They write really well also.
Sure.
Very relatable in terms of the writing. And also our combo kind of works with that joint, you know what I mean? But
I'd
give you the whole album to bump because it's about 45 minutes
45
long.
Minutes, yeah.
So you'd still make it on
three minutes?
Was that?
You're about 2.5 minutes.
The average song is about 2.5-3 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Songs are getting shorter.
They are getting shorter.
It's the attention span.
So what I did to kind of, there's many songs that don't necessarily have hooks.
Oh, you just
went.
Just straight away.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And it's tough to do that and still be relatable because you get lost in the pen too much. As well as confused. I go no rap, you know? So the what you're saying and when and how becomes really important. If you're going to rap for us for 3 minutes straight, you know,
with
at
no
some
hook.
Point we'll kind of, go, yeah, okay, we get it. You can rap, you know. But now what you rap about and how you rap it was a challenge I took upon myself. And somehow, you know, it's very relatable.
Sure.
You know, Contra is charting, you know, and Contra is a two-verse song with no chorus. You know, the second joint I was telling you about, Throne, is up there in the charts.
Sure.
No chorus.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just that.
What's going to determine the next single? Like, is it the charts?
I think I'm listening to people.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening to people generally. I dropped Joy with Nkosazana Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what I wanted to say, you know, as in, I don't care what's happening or what the reaction is going to be. This is what I'm in pursuit of, this thing called joy, and I want to tell you about that. This is why, you know, it's a very positive album. Generally,
sure.
It's got a positive outlook on life, you know.
Are you out to Tugayo?
Mm.
I've noted this guy doesn't swear, bro. Like
I do every now and then, but it's not. I don't rely on it for.
Yeah,
you know,
for impact.
For impact. Yeah,
you know, it's like
I can't live without it. Nobody would listen to me.
Boost.
Shit. So
sure.
With that also, as Khutman, it's just the biggest thing I'm trying to find is joy, more than anything, more than, you know, any other thing in life.
Mm.
I just want to have joy, And that includes money. Please don't pay me now and say, we'll pay you in joy.
Yeah, we'll pay you in fulfillment.
No. So so that's why I wanted that to come out first and kind of go, this is my stance as a, and Nkosazana's daughter, voice kind of brings that. It gives me peace, gives me healing, gives me, you know, it makes me feel joyous. And so that's why that came out first. And then everything else, I'm going to listen to, you know, the reactions and kind of, oh, we're shooting that. Oh, they like that there? We don't
Chief,
that, you know.
Okay. Shoot contra, my man.
I'm definitely going to shoot contra.
I'm just picturing it in my mind.
I'm going to shoot contra.
It's based on the game.
I'm going to shoot contra.
I think, before we wrap it up, how's married life? How's being a timer? How's balancing that?
How many lighties you got now, Questa?
I got two girls, bro.
Two girls?
Yeah,
I got make two more, girls. My man. Make girls. A boy.
That's the conversation now. But now, I don't think I can. Not because Justin Jendlin. So all my cousins who are guys, and none of us have sons.
Really?
Yeah, it's all girls.
Sheesh.
It's girls everywhere. The girls from my family who are cousins, they have sons. But it's just girls everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but you know, you got to keep making them until something happens.
Like this.
I have three boys. I have to have a daughter.
So you haven't closed the...
So no ways. I have to have at least five more, and two of them have to be daughters or whatever comes first.
Wait, you need five more? So you have eight kids?
Somewhere there.
Ain't no way, boy.
Yeah. What do you mean, bro?
Ain't no way.
You're brave.
Children
it's a beautiful
like the ultimate,
yes. Of course, it is.
I want
it's,
more
it's
of them.
Generally a beautiful
also, like,
thing.
You know, they grow up, right? Like, I've been looking, like, my son, the smaller now, that nigga's big. He's turning 11 this year.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's not a baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's still the baby.
Yeah.
You see, because he's the youngest.
Yes, yeah.
But now it's like, he's no longer like, you know, babies are cute. Babies want to do baby stuff. Then when I see other people with their babies, I'm
now
like,
you're under, like
let me make a new one.
Yeah, well, start again.
No,
it just gives you that.
No, because also, Ish, it's a conversation you have because you can't do these things alone.
Ish. Yeah.
You can't go fetch one somewhere else.
But yeah, I mean, it's dope being a dad, man. You learn it. I don't know if there's a point where you get to and you go, I'm the ultimate father, you know, because I mean, they grow, you also grow with them, you know.
Sure.
I can't, my eldest is 12 now, but I can't treat her like she's seven.
Got you.
You know,
got
so
you.
I need to learn how to treat a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
It's a constant learning thing, but it's beautiful, man. And marriage is what it is, you know, I've always looked at it as a respect platform. It's not this romance and then they lived happily ever after thing.
Like in the movies.
Yeah, it's just, you know, trying your best to get along at every situation, seeing the best of each other, you know, wanting the best for each other, loving each other, and sometimes going, fuck young Kenya, man. You know, and then receiving that, fuck young Kenya, no. So it's just a lot of that. But
so far,
I've been finding more goodness in it than not.
Yes.
But it comes with the not. I don't want to lie to people here. It comes with the, hey, good rough man.
Sure.
You know? But there's more of the goodness. Than
tell
PH,
you need to get married, this bro. There's more of the goodness.
Married to the streets.
Do you get those questions?
No. Why are you setting me up when you know I'm
a
lover?
A wife, bro.
Yeah? Yeah, I do need a wife, though. I do need a wife.
Like yesterday.
I don't know about that. But, anyways.
Yeah, so
man's
cool,
going
man.
To church
right.
alone. You know what I mean?
I go to church with like,
it's song. It was the fam. It was the kids.
Yeah.
Pulling
like,
up.
Yeah, pulling up. You know, as the V's.
That's beautiful, man. But bro, first and foremost, I think well done on the well done on the body of work. Congratulations. Please run up the streams, yo. Run up the streams, support the shows, buy the merch, buy everything that this man is about to offer. Go to the shows. Shout out. I think, we must definitely talk. How are you going to do any of your own one-man shows? You're going to tour?
I'm just not going to announce yet because Sapi is Sahlanganisa. It's, you know, the game.
But
definitely there will be, I'm planning to do like three that are going to be big-ish.
Okay.
bigger than the rest, and then I'll just be doing the little spots and stuff like that in the meantime, you know, as a reconnect everywhere. Situation.
I'm going to need you in 3 shows. September 6th, 18 December, 30 December, I'm going to need you to diarize.
Do you know where they are?
Yeah. Joburg, East London, Cape Town.
East London,
Cape Town. So I'm going to make a very big commitment. Yo, everybody in East London, I'm going to see you
soon. Yeah, please,
everybody
please.
In Joburg, yeah, and everybody please. In Durban, yeah. Catch me at the next PA, Paula, out there in your city.
And Cape Town.
Yeah.
East London, Cape Town, Joburg.
I'm out there, please.
Bloom as well, man. When is Bloom?
October.
I did go to Bloom very recently, but, you know, I would...
No, but I'm going now
again, post-album.
Sure.
So
No. So what we're doing now with, like, some of the performances that we're highlighting some of the artists, so it's not centered around the artist, but, like, it's not just a perform and out. It's, you know...
No,
it's
like almost...
So, you know, we're celebrating some of the artists. So,
nice.
But we'll talk off air. But, Ketty, what were we saying? What's up, Leaks? Oh, Boozy's in the building. What's happening?
Boozy mode.
What's up, everybody? I went Chief Siani, Sula. Hey, hey, Moses, my deep, my Peter. Okay. Here's today's What's Up, Leak. Hey, yo, fam. I've been holding on to the secret for months now. It's been eating me alive. Found out something hectic. My best friend's dad is cheating with someone I know. I wasn't even snooping around. I literally walked into it. Now every time I'm in the house, I feel like I'm part of the Netflix drama. Telemundo. More like Feed My Soul by Chicken Dickin. After a weekend of babalas. Shot fed it.
This sounds like a...
The best friend's dad is cheating with the best friend.
Sounds like an American porn movie.
I'm stuck in the washing machine.
The best friend's dad is
chowing.
The best friend's dad is chowing.
Yeah.
Wait, the best friend's
dad
is chowing someone he knows.
Oh, that the best friend knows. Yeah. So she's chowing somebody. Her dad is chowing someone she knows.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely from X videos or Pornhub.
Yeah, but
accidentals.
But your loyalty as the best friend is to your friend. Fuck the dad. You have to go to your friend
fucking
and say,
the
yo.
Dad.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? But where's your loyalty, bro? Yeah. You gotta go with
best friend.
Best friend, you gotta go and say, yo, your timer is chowing this one. Fuck the family. Why is the dad making cuck?
There's two options here.
Yes, because manja.
Yeah?
But magne already pagat.
Yeah,
the
that's
family
what I'm saying.
Your loyalty is your friend, boss.
I've seen people cheat, right? I'm just like, angin down.
Even if it's your best friend's dad.
Yeah, but angin's gain. Isn't those abandas gain? Because now you're going to be, at the end of all of this drama, you're going to be the bitch that started this thing.
No the way truth about me. It, the truth about it, the be all and end all is that.
Yeah.
Isn't Ozaban doesn't get.
Isn't Ozaban doesn't
but
get.
But you in the family, yeah, you the best friend.
It's not my mom who's being cheated on.
Yeah, I think it's very, if you as the child of the father, you don't know.
You
and
don't
the friend
know.
Knows.
Yeah.
The friend must shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You reckon?
I mean.
Nigga, for all we know, that nigga is adopted. The way things happen nowadays.
Well,
he's not even the child of that family. He's not even the child of
that
That's it.
Bottom line, in those abantu as
ngeno. He's not even the child of that
especially as omunye umndeni. As a wakho umndeni, yeah, maybe. Some, you know, in those omunye umndeni.
No.
Do you go to the dad and say, hey, Tim, are you fucking up?
No. You snitch.
Oh, yeah, there's that. But now do you speak to dad?
Yeah, because now you're going to say, yo, dad, ish, I'm uncomfortable
see,
knowing
I,
this
I,
information.
I think that probably, is the best approach.
Yeah.
But, I hope I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Maybe just be like, yo, man. And then when he continues?
When he continues, at least you voice your opinion.
Yeah. Whatever decision you make there.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. You guys are right. I think if he continues anyway,
you
got to stop visiting there, bro. Because now it's awkward.
No, I'd then tell my parents.
Your parents? To what? To speak to his
because parents? Because they're friends, I'm sure. Because,
hey,
yeah.
Lungisa. Ah. It's not my fight. It's not my fight.
Then the friend finds out that you
knew. Awa. on myself.
Yeah, that's a fuck up.
You
the
see why is it wasn't again?
Exactly, because now, and then, now, and then, now there's no right thing.
Hey, dude, you could actually go and tell the best friend, and the best friend will be like, listen, fuck, you don't involve yourself in our stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You're trying to destroy my family.
Your family's good.
No, like, your family's shit. Now you're trying to make my family shit. Fuck you, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, you think my family's shit?
That is why.
You want a broken home? My shit's fine, bro.
This is why.
Funny is now.
That is why. Isn't it a bandu? Asngen. Asngen isn't it a bandu. And on that note,
from the home wreckers, it's over now.
Big bro, thank you for your gracing us with your time.
Thank you for having me, man.
Thank
Shout
you for
out.
The jacket. Very beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Kaizer Chiefs. Shout out to South Africa. I don't think any soccer team has had the whole country celebrating like that.
Like that.
Please.
Yeah.
In different areas.
In different areas.
No one told
codes.
Anyone. It's just
Coastination. Same.
Certainly not Bafana Bafana.
Coastination Siyabonga. We want Real Madrid next.
Yeah.
And then we want to do something. And then we want the Springboks after.
I saw what? The ad starting. Rugby is coming back.
Yeah,
I was like,
rugby Springboks after this. So Real Madrid, then Springboks, and then we're good.
Can't you remember Barcelona came? So that's not too far fetched.
Yeah.
Was it Sundowns?
But remember Patrice Motsepe brought them
in the stadium.
Yeah, I was also there. I was there
performing, dog. And then,
oh shit!
All I wanted to do was touch Messi, and then he walked right by, and I watched him like this.
And
I
remember that kid touched him.
The kid
got clapped,
dog. I didn't.
No, he was
and
like
he was
so
like
well
right
protected.
Here.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, that's crazy.
Why didn't you tell him, yo, Messi, it's me.
He was shying good after the game.
Shying good after the game.
No, man, this is the Shady Podcast. We're out of here. Thank you for the love on the socials. Hit us up on the socials. Of course, like, subscribe, comment, and do all of those things. Run up the numbers. It's the Big Bo Theory. It's available on all digital platforms. We'll see the man on the streets. Take as many photos. You take photos, right?
I do. Okay.
Come on,
don't stop shit.
I'm joking.
Even answering that will sound like a shot.
Show the man some love, and we'll see you again next week. We're out. Shout out.
Well, I'm not in season.